B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my gosh,
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the only member of Checkpoint XP to haunt anyone's dreams, Weird Beard.
I feel like that's I've ascended to the next plane. I'm able to just, you know, astrally project into
She's not
brains.
Happy about that, by the way. Like I told him, like, they're making fun of you that Weird Beard's always in your dream. She's like, he was in one and he killed us.
So, I mean, to tell people who don't know, I just show up in your girlfriend's dream.
It
sometimes.
Was one time and you got us killed. You were the dude in the horror movie that you're like, don't go through the door, and he goes through the door and dies.
Listen, a Weird Beard horror movie sounds like a fun Saturday night. I'm in.
You got my $12, that's for sure. A game that came out over 20 years ago, and its first sequel has been dominating internet headlines and social media posts for the past week. Why in the world is everyone talking about the first two Tony Hawk Pro Skaters, Robbie?
Yeah, that's right. So Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, the remakes have been announced. They are coming out again with Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, and everyone has been losing their minds over this. Now, growing up, did you guys play Tony Hawk games?
Yes.
Did you? See, I didn't because
what?
I was
you
a BMX
cheat?
Guy. So I was like, I'm a that, biker,
listen,
dude.
Listen, that very much so was like a
Wait,
Bloods
is,
and Crips situation.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Because I wasn't either, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't care about skateboarding at all. But I still played it because it was Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I can tell
and
you.
And there wasn't any good BMX games.
Yes, there was.
I can tell you exactly too. What, like, 12-year-old Rick would have said to you. As a BMX.
Yeah, we wouldn't have got along.
I would have said you're a poser. Like, that's how it was. It was on site. You're either BMX or skateboarding.
Exactly. But there was Matt Hoffman's BMX, and the same with Dave Mirra's BMX. That was
okay,
very similar to
sure.
Tony Hawk's.
So the question is now, though, I mean, the fact that you didn't play them, are you not excited for them?
No,
then?
Honestly, I'm not super excited, but I do understand where the excitement's coming from. It's that nostalgia kick, man. Everybody wants to go back.
Yes.
Relive those high school, junior high,
See,
high you know, days.
That was going to be my next question for you, because it's not like there haven't been skate games, right? Skate 3 came out, I think it was in like 2010 or 2011, and Skate 4, I think, is supposed to be out sometime next year. But no one's really got super hyped or excited about any other, like, skateboarding games. So what do you think it is about Tony Hawk that suddenly has people, like, blowing their lids?
Well, here's the first thing I would ask you. If somebody's never played a Tony Hawk game, kind of give me a 10-second description of what it is that you're doing.
Okay, you know who Tony Hawk is. He's a skateboarder, right?
Yes.
One of the best of the best. And it's basically a game about skateboarding. Like you skateboard in parks and do tricks, and it's very easy to do. It's basically just button combinations, and you get high scores.
Now, the next thing I have to bring up, though, even though it's kind of a sordid past, is it cannot go without discussion how terrible the last Tony Hawk Pro Skater game was. It
yeah.
was an unabashed disaster of, like, literally probably one of the worst received games in the previous 20 years.
Wow. I think that what the series ran into is what some games unfortunately do fall into. You know, they find early success with a formula, and they think, not unjustly, that with each iteration that you have to find some way to change the game or add something to it because people want it to evolve in some way. And I think that they just took it too far in one direction and too far away from what people loved about it.
In this last one that they put out, they had a peripheral, like an extra, like, you know how Guitar Hero has the controllers?
Yeah.
They did that with a skateboard.
Like a skateboard controller?
Yeah, and it was
that
like
you would actually use on your
yeah,
feet?
Yeah,
it was bad.
It was really bad.
Really
and
bad.
Like it was, it also ran into like production issues because it went from a company to another company to a different company, and like they like only a couple months in they turned off so that like you couldn't connect to the internet anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because they took away the servers and
oh,
it was like
man.
Like it was just one of those games to where like, hey, think of something that could go wrong. It went wrong.
It went wrong.
Like so I don't know why all of a sudden after that was so recent, only a few years ago, now these remakes, people don't want to talk about that. They just want to talk about how excited they are for essentially a game that they've already played.
Well,
I
to
think.
Be fair, the whole idea of remasters have been hitting hard for like the past decade anyway.
Oh,
so
movies, TVs, everything right now currently
right,
is being remade from the past.
Yeah,
like,
but
I feel
you're
like there's
right.
No more original ideas.
It's all about nostalgia because it's comforting, right? We know that we enjoyed that. We know what to expect from it. And I think that that's why, first of all, people are so gung-ho about, you know, 1 and 2. And the reason why recent skate games haven't hit very hard. You know, that was definitely a generational thing. Like you said, you were either into skateboard, you were into BMXing, right? But sort of the 90s era of, like, extreme sports, that's where I think that came from. And people aren't excited for Skate 4 because it's not Tony Hawk 1 and 2.
Okay. And the other thing, too, that I think was a huge win for them, they're bringing back almost the entirety of the original soundtracks, which I think was a very defining characteristic of what people liked about the originals.
Yeah, those soundtracks opened up the doors to a lot of my friends' musical tastes growing up.
So it's like very punk rocky, very skate rock kind of stuff, like jam rock. I don't know. Like, it's cool. I'm glad that they went that direction as opposed to getting new soundtracks to be able to go in. Like, if you're remaking it, just you got to remake everything from the music to the look to all that kind of stuff.
So do you think with them remastering the game, is that also cheaper for the gaming developers to use because they have all this old code to kind of go back and just tweak it?
Well, I'm not necessarily sure if they're going to take the old code because, again, you're talking about, you know, PlayStation 1, 2 era.
One.
Yeah, PlayStation 1 era. So that was four generations ago, right? I don't think that they can just reuse the old stuff. It doesn't. Technology just doesn't work.
It's like
way.
Using one of those old monitors that has the big ass cords that, you know what I mean, like plug into it and everything.
But to your point, I think one of the reasons that remasters and HD remakes and stuff like that are so popular is that because you aren't starting from the ground up having to conceptualize and design everything, a lot of that work has in a way been done for you, so it is still cheaper than making an entirely new game.
We're going to talk a little bit more about remastering video games coming up in just a bit. Because now, it's time for this week's Nailed It and Failed It, and we're going to start with someone who nailed it.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows, who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
With the entire world thrown into a loop due to the COVID-19 pandemic and most esports shifting to entirely online formats, there are going to be some technical hiccups along the way. During the Overwatch League broadcast this weekend, when the Florida Mayhem played the Washington Justice, Jake's co-caster, Tempo ZP, lost connection, and Jake was left all alone. Now, he solo-casted the remainder of the match, providing play-by-play, analysis, and color commentary. Just listen to this clip of a true professional at work.
It's going
to
be quite difficult. There's no support ult, which is what you need to really stifle an echo copy. And already the spam is so heavy from Gargoyle. This could be a nice high noon, but everybody's hiding from Stitch. He's got no targets. And he's being poked somehow. This is perfect movement from the Florida Mayhem. Flashbang missed as well. Gargoyle is caught alone, though, by the high noon isolation. So it works out for the Justice overall. Yaki, though, doesn't want to give up. He's Ryan. Huge shatter in the back line. Yaki charging in. Gets a pickup on his own. Solo carrying this fight, somehow keeping it interesting. Another shatter! The classic echo, he's popping off. I don't know if it's enough. A third one! Yaki God, he's going crazy in the back line. My mic's certainly peaking, but I can't control my excitement as Mayhem is clinging for dear life to this fight. There's no way they can win it. But BQB! Somehow Tuba gets over aggressive and it's BQB striking back with the help of Gangnam Jin.
Great job, Jake. Way to hold it down. And don't forget, you can catch Jake along with our very own Robbie Landis every Friday with the Owl's Nest. Robbie and Jake break down all the latest action in the Overwatch League. You can check it out on our website over at checkpointxp.com. Don't forget to stick around and find out who failed it this week with the failed it portion coming up in the next hour.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remakes that are coming out that's getting a lot of hype on the internet. And we're kind of wondering, what games would we like to see remastered?
Oh, I don't, man. For me, a lot of sort of like the games that define my childhood and that I would love to sort of see remade today, it's already happened with, right? Final Fantasy VII,
okay.
Obviously sort of being the big one.
Yeah.
So for me, it's more a matter of what games would I like to play again, but it's a little bit more difficult for me to right now, you know, because they're on previous consoles that, you know, I either don't have anymore or, you know, can't find anymore. I know it hasn't been as long. It's only been, you know, maybe about 5-10 years. But I'd love to see the Mass Effect games at least re-released. You don't even have to put in the work to, like, redo them or remaster them. Just re-release them for the next generation of consoles so I can play those again.
So that way they can still be playable on those consoles. But you don't really, you're not too worried about any kind of a change.
Yeah, see, I have to go back and worry about, like, setting up my Xbox, which I think uses different plugs for the TV that I have now. And, like, my Xbox controllers don't work anymore. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'd have to go and buy all new used stuff. It's a pain.
I got you. Weirdbeard, what would you like to see
remastered? I cannot get over the fact, I don't know if you remember the, it was only a game demo, PT. It was like a horror game.
Oh man, first of all, that's a whole different bag of worms
opening. It was amazing, but it essentially, like, long story short, it got nerfed and it never came out, yada yada yada.
There was a lot of fallout between the developer and, like, the actual guy and then the developing company. They have since split ways on bad terms, right? And the company still has the rights for it. You ain't never seeing that game.
Now, I will never see that game, but this is about games that need a remake. I want the original Silent Hill redone, just like PT, super scary, and like the old Silent Hill games are kind of, they are scary, right? But like by modern standards, they're not.
Here's what you're likely to get, because the company that does that is Konami, and they haven't made a good game in a while.
Long time.
Because 5 or 6 years ago, they decided to go all heavy into making pachinko machines instead.
Oh, pachinko!
Using the internet, the intellectual properties that,
like,
they have as a gaming developer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So chances are you're going to get a Silent Hill pachinko machine before you get a new Silent Hill game.
Okay, I'll take it. Whatever.
He's an easy man to please.
Yeah, pachinko,
he'll take pachinko.
You've
seen all those Nicolas Cage crazy commercials for him.
What about you, James?
Me, I would like to see, I don't know if you guys ever played it, but Maximum Carnage. It's
a
Spider-Man game. It's like
one
a side-scrolling.
One of the first true good Spider-Man games.
Yeah, two-dimensional beat-em-ups. I would love to see that get remade, especially with the fact that they're teasing that there's going to be a Carnage movie in the works down the pipeline.
Oh, yeah, no, Carnage is in Venom 2.
Yeah.
Hands down, he is. Were you a fan of the newest Spider-Man that was released on the PlayStation 4?
I played it a little bit. I thought it was good. I didn't put a lot of time into it, but I thought it was very well done, and it's definitely a game I could have seen myself play a lot more. So if they did Maximum Carnage like that, I'd be all in. Take my $60.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.